a story about a youngin' that started off struggling. He didn't like his life, so he started off hustling. He was doing good in the hood with the cane. Whole hood knew his name, he had neighborhood fame. Now he stay dressed up, just copped the fresh truck, stepped his rep up, plus he stepped his connect up. But guess what? He don't even mess with his old niggas. They hatin' cause he making more money than those niggas. So one day when he was chillin' on the block, dealin' rock, trying to make a killing on the block, some dudes came ass down, told him lay his ass down. Then they blast rounds and start filling them with shots. He can't feel his legs, got grazed in his head. Joe, he might be paralyzed, but he could have been dead though. He on his bed, Joe, praying to God if he survived, that he promised to stay on his side. For real. There's a story about a shorty chasing the cream. Her daddy was an inmate, her mommy was a fiend. Her grandmom old, so she couldn't get control of her. It was all love till the drugs took a hold of her. First it was liquor, then it was weed. Then next came the wet, then the syrup and V's, E's. Oxycontin, she popping them pills. And if you got a couple dollars, she a hop in your wheel. Until one day a nigga with paper took her out, got her pilled up, then he raped her. Fam even had a camcorder and taped her. As soon as her high faded, shorty felt violated. So she stopped getting high all the damn time. Only person she could talk to was her grandma. Now every Sunday she be going to church with her. She leaned on the Lord, now he's starting to work with her.
Yeah, you know I mean?
Here's a story about a young rapper named Cassidy. He started off at 13, I mean he actually signed his first deal when he was still going to high school, 10th grade. Way back then he was a fly dude. He played by the rules, determined to get kicked. He started off battling and ripping the mixtapes, but he didn't take the same path that the rest do. He dropped a debut that was highly successful. That's when the respect came, that's when the checks came. He realized life is like playing a chess game. Him and Swiss, they started making the next album. They say when you make more money, expect problems. But the problem that he faced was unheard of. They locked him up, no bail, and charged him with murder. But now he got his freedom restored, and he living his dream. That's why he leaning on the side of the Lord. Yeah, you know I mean.
Whose side are you leaning on? I'm leaning on.